What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
The Volume.
The Draymond Green Show is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. There's no better place to bet the action than on FanDuel Sportsbook during the football season. It's easy to use. It's safe and secure. You get payouts in as fast as 2 hours. There's so many bet types. My favorite, same game parlay bets. There's live betting, player props, futures. If you're new, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. To get started now, sign up. Please use the promo code COLIN. COLIN. FanDuel Sportsbook makes it easy.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Draymond Green Show. We have a very important topic to discuss today, and I think you all know what it is. I've sat back on this topic and just kind of watched for a few days or a week or so of statements, of reactions, actions taken. And it's been very interesting to me. And obviously the topic that we are going to discuss today is Robert Sarver, the governor of the Phoenix Suns, who was recently suspended 1 year by the NBA and fined $10 million for his or how he conducted himself in the workplace, how he ran the organization. And I think it's very interesting because to get suspended for 1 year and fined $10 million, I mean, the only way you get suspended for 1 year and fined $10 million is if you are the owner of an asset and you can't be fired, because I think anyone else in the NBA who, and especially from a front office standpoint, like maybe not a player, although we've seen players get thrown out of the league for less, but I think anyone of that's an employee of an NBA team, not NBA player, although you could possibly throw them us in there as well, would 1,000% be fired if half of the things that came out of the investigation into Robert Sarver came out about anyone else. And as I said before, I've sat back 4 or 5 or 6 days and just kind of watched different people's reactions. And a lot of things around this or surrounding this is very interesting to me because, number one, if you use the N-word to re-describe something that someone said or telling a story that someone has told you, or using the word because someone else did. Stop it. That's ridiculous. Because the level of comfort that you have to even use the word again does not validate or make it okay for Robert Sarver to use the N-word. I saw the report also said he used it at least 5 times. Okay. At least 5 times could be 100 times. At least 5 times could be 6 times. At least 5 times could also be, that is just a word that you use and are comfortable using. Now, quite frankly, I'd have a hard time believing that he's using the word with an A ending and not an ER ending. However, not really that that matters or not. But ER does get a little harsher than A. And quite frankly, I can't imagine that in his vocabulary is the N-word ending in A. I can't imagine in his vocabulary is the N-word ending in ER. What significance does that have? Zero. The significance that, or the relevance that it had is that it baffles me that people try to decipher the difference in between the two. Well, if that guy used it ending in ER or A, it's less discriminatory, or it's less of a gut punch, or it's less meaningful if it's used with ER or an A. It's absolutely ridiculous. What else is ridiculous is, and by the way, I say this as someone who actually uses the word. When I am amongst my friend groups, when I am amongst people I'm close with, I may use the word. I do use the word at times periodically. I too am a little out, just say wrong. I too am a little wrong for using the word. I too am a little out of touch because, and here's why I say this, the fact that I myself and others, we use such a word as an endearing term. It's a little fucked up. It's a little messed up in itself. I grew up using that word. I grew up as the word being okay. And I'm also not going to sit here and lie to you and say I probably won't use the word again. That would probably be a lie. I'm kind of not into lying. Like, it is what it is. I have gotten better about using the word, but the reality is I still do use it. But I think it's actually sad that, like, you don't really hear words in that vein for other nationalities, for other races, used as an endearing term. So why is it that the term that's been used for us as African Americans to degrade us, to disrespect us, to call us everything except for our name? Why is that term used as a term of endearment? I think it's actually insane. I've been doing more thinking about this, especially since all of this stuff came out. I've just been thinking about it, but let's not get off topic, because that's a totally different conversation. But the conversation that needs to be had is, how can someone that's leading an organization like Robert Sarver, which let's face it. The reason your organization thrives the way the organizations thrive is pretty much built on the backs of African Americans, because, I mean, you could just look at the team roster. This is also a team that has an African American coach. This is also a team that has an African American general manager. So the thriving that's going on this in that organization is 100% being heavily driven by African Americans. So, okay, let's say Robert Sarver gets a 1-year ban, as he did, and a $10 million fine. So when he returns next year, because it's only a year, does everything just go back to normal? Are those guys supposed to unsee everything that they just saw and heard? Are those guys supposed to feel comfortable with continuing to work with this guy? And quite frankly, I think it'd be absolutely insane if they were, but to each his own. I can't judge how they feel or how they may or may not feel. That's not up to me to judge. But I do think it's absolutely insane that, you know, you Robert Sarver's just going to receive a 1-year ban and $10 million fine and just return to the sidelines next year and return to the building next year. It actually goes against everything that the NBA stands for. The NBA stands for inclusion. The NBA stands for diversity. The NBA definitely stands against bigotry and racism. And I commend Adam Silver, our commissioner, and the entire staff at the league office for the stance that they have taken over the years. I don't think there's been any other organization or league that supports their players like the NBA supports us. So this does not erase, like, one thing you do. I know we live in a world of where you can do like a million good things and one bad thing and people paint you to be a bad person. Let me say this. This does not paint Adam or the NBA as like these bad people, as if all the decisions that they've made up until this point have been incredible and this one kind of fell short of what should be. This does not paint them as that. But for everything that the NBA stands against and stand for, this report that came out last week is the total opposite of everything that the NBA stands for. And so to think that someone like Robert Sarver, that's acting in that manner, can continue to represent us, that's bullshit. You can't continue to represent way more people than yourself with those views, with speaking to people the way he did, with treating African Americans and women the way he has. That's not okay, because the moment any of us do something wrong, it's always, we don't support that, we don't do this, we don't do that. And we're kind of left out on our own to figure it out.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my name.
That's my game, bro.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
This guy gets to just come back in the fold as if he's still representing us, and as if he's a part of one of us. That can't be so, because for us, especially as African Americans, I'm uncomfortable. I'm very uncomfortable in knowing that in that position, you could just essentially do whatever you want. And because you own an asset, you can't be punished. And so I saw where Commissioner Silver said, I've taken the steps that I can take, the maximum penalty that I can hand out, I hand it out. And now it falls on, you know, in order for him to be kicked out as an owner of a franchise and forced to sell, that vote would fall on 2/3 of the other owners of these assets. And so what I would say is, then why don't we pose a vote? Because that is definitely an offense that is probably grounds for being forced to sell. I personally, myself, was actually a part of the game that was about to be played right after the Donald Sterling press conference, which, if you remember back, it was Commissioner Adam Silver's first thing that he really had to take a stand on as the commissioner of the NBA, which was a tough one. And I remember we were not going to play that game that night if we, the players, didn't think that Adam had taken the necessary steps that should be taken, that if the hammer that he dropped was not as tough or as hard as it should have been dropped, we were not going to play that night. Looking back on that, I still didn't think we should have played. However, I was super young. Probably think I was in my second year in the NBA. Had no say. Whatever was going to happen, I just had to go along with. I had no say. But I was a part of that game. And I remember us seeing that announcement that Adam made. And was like, all right, well, I guess we're going to play. And so a part of me wonder, why was it okay then but not okay now? I would really need some clarity on that, of how was it able to, like, how was it that Donald Sterling could be forced to sell and he's not? It's the same thing. The only difference is we don't have a recording, but we do have a ton of people. And if you've read the interview, if you haven't, you should. And if you have, you know, the amount of people that were interviewed as a part of this investigation. Now, let me say something. I do not support cancel culture. I do not believe in cancel culture. I think, quite frankly, if you want my opinion, I think a lot of it is a bunch of bullshit. I think a lot of cancel culture are people that didn't work as hard in life or didn't make it as far in life and think they're just allowed to punish those that did. So let me make it clear. I do not support cancel culture. This is not cancel culture. this is not like, I'm sure most people that are basketball fans can't walk past Robert Sarver and say, oh, that's Robert Sarver. So canceling him is like canceling someone that's like two totally different things. So I want to make that clear. But it's a little baffling to me that we'll walk into the arena next year. The Phoenix Suns will walk into arena next year. He'll sit on the sideline and we'll just continue on playing. So the one thing that I'm going to need is someone to explain to me why is it that it was okay to get rid of Sterling, but it's not possible to force Robert Sarver to sell after what we read. And secondly, why isn't there just a vote being like, all right, so let's have the vote. Because then also what we'll know is who else may be standing behind closed doors. That's something that I would love to know. And based on these votes, maybe we'll know that or maybe we won't. Just because someone votes no doesn't necessarily mean they are using that word behind closed doors, because that is a fireable offense, I would never just throw that on somebody. I would never say, hey, if one of the other 29 voted no, they're using a word behind closed doors. I don't believe that. I don't believe that at all. But what you will know is values. Like, what are the values of others that, you know, quite frankly, we're playing for? What are their values, what they believe in, you know, morals? Like, you'll just have a better picture of all of those things, and you'll know how to operate yourself. I think that's one thing that we would learn from a vote. And quite frankly, we would simply know who stands with us and who don't. Because it's easy to sit back and not say nothing. We all can sit back and not say anything. That way, your opinion just isn't heard. It's not that you had an opinion and it was against the popular opinion or not. It's just not heard. And no one's really asking for it. I'm asking that there be a vote. If that's the only way, then let's see what those numbers are. Let's see what they are. Because what I did see was a minority owner of the Phoenix Suns say, if he's going to continue to be there, I'm out. I did see PayPal say, if he's going to continue to be there, our sponsorship's out. So be that those things are happening, it's definitely grounds for a force to sell. Now, it's how would that take place? Because it 100% needs to take place. So how do we get to a space and to a place of where that's going to happen? That is my question. That's what I need answers on. I think more of my brothers in the NBA need answers on. And I am looking forward to hearing that. Lastly, before we get out of here, and this is to guys in the NBA, this is to agents, this is to anybody who may hear this and may concern. I recently read, I know everybody's caught up on the news of, oh man, we're going to get high school players going back from high school to the NBA. Great. I have no problem with that. Have at it. It's your business. Don't get so caught up in the big headline that you miss out on the fine print. And what I read in the fine print was harsher luxury tax penalties are being discussed. Why is that important? I think that's important because don't for one second fool yourself and just think, harsher luxury tax penalty don't have anything to do with me. Because that's not true. Harsher luxury tax penalties, that just falls on the owners. They got the money. They can pay it. Let me explain something to you. What I've learned in this league, And what I've been taught in this league is normally there's 3 to 4 teams per year really trying to win a championship. And quite frankly, if you're really trying to win a championship this year, unless you just overhaul the roster, you're really trying to win a championship next year. And after next year, unless you just overhaul the roster, you're really trying to win one that following year. So you really have 3 to 5 teams per year that is really trying to compete for championships. Why does that matter? That matters because harsher luxury tax penalties just mean those teams that aren't winning, which is the vast majority of the NBA, they're just not going to go into the tax because there's harsher penalties. Well, guess what, guys? If those teams aren't willing to go into the tax, what do salaries do? Or the amount of people getting bigger salaries? They go down. Why? Because teams aren't going into the tax. So don't make the mistake of saying harsher luxury tax penalties, that ain't got nothing to do with me. It has everything to do with you. It has everything to do with me when you speak of harsher luxury tax penalty, because most won't be willing to pay those penalties. So in turn, most won't be getting paid. And so that's something that I wanted to throw out there. Read the fine print. Don't just read the headline. Don't get so caught up on the pretty headline that you miss the fine print and the things that really do matter. Because quite frankly, if high schoolers start coming into the NBA, there'll be 7 of them drafted in a great year. Okay? So if there's 7 drafted in a great year, realistically, there may be 3 or 4 in a year most of the time. Okay, that's 3 or 4 spots of the 60. Harsher luxury tax penalties, that's 60 to 80 guys not getting paid what they could possibly get paid. So don't let that go over your head. Pay attention to those small things and don't get it twisted and think, that don't bother me. I don't got to pay the luxury tax penalty, because you do. So keep your eye out for that. That's a wrap on this segment of the Draymond Green Show. This was obviously, I wanted to share my opinion, my thoughts, and my, most importantly, my questions based on this Robert Sarver thing. I think it's, we all know what needs to happen. I've said what needs to happen. I've been a part of a very crucial game that happened right before Forced to Sell. I've kind of seen it all unveil. And I think it's time that we see this one as well. That's a wrap from the Draymond Green Show. Peace.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.